You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired.
The most interesting thing in tech, Facebook is merging its messaging platforms, Instagram and in Facebook itself. More specifically, it's taking the Facebook Messenger app and inserting it in Instagram, so that you can send messages to your Facebook friends via Instagram and messages to your Instagram contacts via Facebook. They're coming together with one messaging platform. Along the way, as they make this change, Facebook is adding vanishing messages, which is a great feature. I use this with all kinds of people where I don't want the messages to last forever. You can just say you want the message to disappear after a certain amount of time. So why is Facebook doing this? This is where I think it gets really interesting. So part one, there are three parts to this answer. Part one is it is genuinely good for users. I have about 10 messaging platforms, Slack to email to LinkedIn to Signal to whatever, that I check on a regular basis. This means I'll have 9. That's great. That's better. That's simpler. Adding the disappearing messages, that is an excellent feature. It can be confusing to keep track, particularly since Facebook and Instagram are integrated in other ways. So it is definitely a user service. It is a hard engineering project, and it can definitely be justified in that way. Second reason is more about the internal politics of Facebook. I've written a lot about this, but one of the tricky dynamics at Facebook over the last few years was the sense in Menlo Park that Instagram had this wonderful brand, this shiny reputation, it was very pure. Facebook was just getting hammered in the press all the time. And Facebook didn't like that. Mark Zuckerberg didn't like that. He wanted to combine them in part to get some of the glean of Instagram onto Facebook, in part to make it clear to the world that it's one company. And Instagram shouldn't get all this positive attention if Facebook's not getting it. This was one of the reasons why the founders of Instagram, Kevin Systrom and Mike Krieger, left. They were frustrated. They wanted to be totally independent. Zuckerberg was saying, you can't be totally independent. We've got to come together. That contributed to their departure. And the third reason, I think, is antitrust. Antitrust advocates have long argued that the remedy in the case of Facebook should be to break the company apart. And in fact, that is an easy remedy. It would be very easy to split off Facebook and Instagram, to undo a merger that advocates argue should not have been approved. But now Facebook has made that a lot harder. It would actually be a very hard technical project to split Instagram and Facebook. So I don't think that's what motivated this change. It's much too big a change to be just to thwart a potential outcome of antitrust. But I can't imagine that when the decision over this came up in the Facebook executive room, someone didn't think, oh, yeah, this might make the work of the antitrust regulators harder. It's an interesting change. It's probably beneficial, but the motivations for it, I don't think, are entirely pure. That's the most interesting thing in tech. See you tomorrow. Message me anywhere.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.